Nicely with Martin Bester.
Our special guest on the show this morning is Emma Sadlier. Emma is a social media law expert.
Sextortion, probably the single biggest issue that's dominated my year in the last year, where somebody solicits private content out of you, or, as I was just talking about, creates fake content of
fake
you.
Fake one.
And then starts extorting you and either says, send me the real deal, otherwise this is going to go viral, or send me money. Now, we're not dealing with somebody in a back room in Centurion. We are dealing with high-level international organized criminal syndicates. These guys are so jacked up and so clever and so patient. So it's not like they meet you online and immediately ask you for this content. They'll win your trust. And they'll be wherever you are, whether that's LinkedIn or a gaming chat room or Discord or Snapchat or TikTok or Instagram. And as soon as they've won your trust, they solicit this kind of content. And then they start extorting you. And it's not for e-wallet, which is what we used to see. It's for international money transfers, usually Bitcoin, because these are international syndicates. The ring that we're dealing with at the moment, what they do is they will send that picture or video to a few people. Usually they'll find out, sort of looking at your Instagram, for example, see who you are close to, send that content to a few people to know that, to make you understand that they're actually being serious.
They mean business.
Exactly. And then people panic. And it's a difficult crime because often the victim, if they have sent content to somebody they've met online, is ashamed. You know, often they're thinking, oh gosh, how was I so stupid?
That
they're slow to get help.
But and if it's fake, there's nothing you did.
100%. But even if you did send somebody a nude, get help. You know, don't think that there aren't any options because there's this non-consensual criminal offense.
Can we catch them?
Yeah.
Are they being caught? And you saying yes.
Well, often it's difficult, but certainly it's sort of, I want to say playground level. You know, what we're seeing with the kids, and particularly primary school kids, we very quickly find out who they are. And of course, if the content is created by a child or of a child, then there are additional offenses because it's child pornography.
Are people being jailed for this?
Yes, yes. We're seeing it. It takes a while because the law is new, but yes,
but the law is new, but the law is there.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.